Welcome back to the CASA Connection podcast, where we talk about the world of foster care, the many issues within the world of foster care, and we enjoy these discussions and bringing them to your ears on a regular basis. I am Jeff Warren from CASA of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties, and I am here with our executive director,
Tracy Heisler.
Yeah, you're going to hear weird audio stuff because Tracy and I have one microphone here because I forgot another microphone, just to pull back the curtain a little bit. But we wanted to get into an initiative that we have been embarking on here at CASA of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties, CASA Shaw, which is called our CASA Family Video Series. And this has been something that's been in the works for quite some time. We are still in the middle of generating videos, educational-based videos, for resource parents, biological parents, and families that can benefit them and help them learn about issues within the world of foster care. And I'm going to give this to Tracy right now to really talk about how this initiative came to be, what our goal is, and how things have been going. So we're going to have a great conversation here. So Tracy, why don't you tell everybody about the CASA Shaw Family Video Series and what we're doing here?
I'm super excited about this, actually. We received a grant from a funder who said that it had to be solely for training. If anybody knows our program, we are heavily into training. We offer quite a lot of things for our advocates on a regular basis. And I started thinking about where were unmet training needs. And one of the big ones was for families. You know, all the professionals on the case, the advocates on the case, everybody has continuing education. But families in crisis don't have the time, the resources, the bandwidth to be able to go and learn about the same kinds of things that we do. So I envisioned this video training series that could be online on YouTube, 20 minutes or less. You know, you're waiting for the kid to come home from the bus. It's something that you could watch without it interrupting your day or having to donate or set aside significant amounts of time to learn about a topic.
Really quick, I just wanted to add, when you and I were brainstorming about this, we wanted it to be more of like a TED Talk type of presentation on these various issues. Again, 20 minutes or less, where people can really quick learn about that particular subject matter and really retain it as well, because it is very informative. There are slides that go along with the actual discussion too. So I just wanted to throw that out there for some folks.
Yeah, and I think it's something that is going to have a lot of benefit. We have been so fortunate here in New Jersey that we have access to some of the best clinicians in the country who have been really, really generous with their time and their expertise with us. So some of the ones that have been produced are on positive childhood experiences, and that was presented by Dr. Rebecca Bryan from the New Jersey Office of Resilience, talking about the role that things like traditions, favorite foods, having game night, all of those kinds of things play in insulating kids from negative or adverse childhood experiences. Another one that we put together was with Savannah Washington from a group called Heron Bonds that helps transracial placement families learn about how to care for textured hair. It's a very different experience from somebody with a European American background versus an African American background of how we care for hair. And if you don't know what that looks like, you could do harm. So thank you to Savannah for doing that. Another one that I was really fascinated with is on infant brain development and infant mental health. I had been at the training that was provided, the expanded one, and I was blown away. I'm the parent of 8 kids with a master's degree, and there I left thinking, wow, wish I'd known that a while ago, because I could have done better by my kids if I had known that. So that's out of Montclair State University, and it was excellent. So I'm so excited to bring in people from the outside with expertise, but also people from the inside. One of our other videos is on educational advocacy for resource parents. How do you maneuver through a system with IEPs and, you know, with somebody else's child, of making sure that they're getting what they need academically? And that was presented by Donna Cardamone, who is actually one of our advocates, but she's also a retired school counselor who knows this world intimately and shared that information with people in the community. We have many more coming down the pike, but I'm so excited about this opportunity to not only share information, but because we've always been deeply engaged in community educations and trainings here at CASA Shaw, but finding new ways for people to access the information, I think, is huge.
And I think that's really the key as we're moving along here. You talk about new and innovative ways for folks to be able to get this information. Look, the world has changed a lot from the time that perhaps you were getting your master's, how you talked about. And, you know, from the time that I got my master's as well, people want to view online content. They are on YouTube. They are on the internet. And it's important for us to realize that if we can get these resources to people and have them at their fingertips, we're going to reach a lot more people. We're going to help a lot more people in the end. And I think from an overall goal standpoint, like, that's what we want to do. And that's what we have been doing. And I would suggest that folks do search out CASA Shaw, our YouTube channel. And we have a playlist with all of these videos in them. You can, whether or not you like the videos, you can watch them at your convenience. But again, we want to make sure that this information is at folks' fingertips. And it's going to be there forever. Now, it is going to be on YouTube forever. It's also on our website, casashaw.org, under our resources tab. You can go and watch these videos there. And again, the goal is to continue to educate our community, because things do change in the foster care world, right?
For sure, Jeff. And one of the other things that I think differentiates this video series from others is it's designed specifically for families. It's not for other clinicians could benefit from it. Other child welfare professionals could benefit. But we really had an eye to how do we support relative placements of people trying to take care of their grandchildren? How do we support foster parents who have several unrelated kids in their home and they're trying to do their best for them? How do we support struggling parents who don't understand what it is they're seeing and how to best help their child? We've always had an eye on prevention for child abuse and neglect, and this is one modality in which to do that. So I really encourage you, wherever you are in the country, go on YouTube, Google CASA Shaw in there, and they'll all pop up. You can skip the ones with me talking or board members or things like that and go straight to the families series. And we'll be adding them as Jeff has the bandwidth to do them.
Yes, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to some of these upcoming videos that we have in the pipeline. We're going to be talking about ACEs. You, in fact, have done that video. I need to edit and get that uploaded. But we're going to be talking about adverse childhood experiences and what that means to foster families, biological families as well. We're also going to be talking about domestic violence, too, because still in this day and age, here in 2023, there are still folks that don't understand domestic violence, where it comes from, the cycle, how we can potentially curb it, how we can potentially break it for some families and for children, and how we can treat children as well. So we've got some really great videos in the pipeline. Is there any more that you want to discuss, perhaps?
Well, around the issue of domestic violence, I think one of the other important things is helping people to recognize red flags. When we're vulnerable, when we have lived in chaos, you know, we don't always see interactions or behaviors for what they are, of being controlling or being abusive. Another one that I would like to see is on poverty, and how can we support families who are struggling economically and break that cycle of poverty. I was telling Jeff earlier, I was creating a training yesterday on poverty and resources for our community, for one of our local colleges. And while the resources tend to be pretty specific to that community, they are also tied together in their limitations. Like, for example, one of the things that was in our community assessments, community needs assessments that bubbled up was food insecurity, and another one in healthcare. And one of the barriers to accessing both of those was transportation, because this is a largely rural community and we don't have a lot of public transportation infrastructure here. So it's the understanding that it's a multi-system approach that needs to be utilized with compassion and not judging people. Poverty is not a personality defect. It's a system, and we have to figure out how to disrupt that system.
Absolutely. And again, we would encourage folks, head on over to YouTube, search out Casa Shaw, subscribe to our YouTube channel, because when you do subscribe, and if you actually do hit the bell, you'll be notified when we post new videos. And when we do post these new Casa Family Video Series videos in the future, you're going to be able to see them, and you'll be notified to your device of choice. So we would highly recommend that. And I can't wait to get into this, into these videos more in the future, Tracy. And again, folks, casashaw.org is our website. We have videos over there too. I know Tracy wants to say something else here, and I'm going to hand the mic over to her. I'll tell you, our next podcast is going to be a little more organized than this, as it usually is. But man, why did I have to forget that mic? Here's Tracy.
No, what I was going to say is, if you are a CASA volunteer, consider sharing these with the families that you're working with as well. Don't be greedy with the information. Share it with your friends.
Absolutely. Share it with your friends. That's what we want to do with this family video series. We want it to be shared amongst our population so that people can learn, people can become more educated on all of these subject matters.
And call us or email us if you have an idea for a video series or a clinician who particularly resonated with you. We would love to hear that. We have money to spend, and we're anxious to spend it.
You heard her, folks. We're anxious to spend that money. info@casashaw.org. That's where you can email us here at our CASA program. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any ideas, what would be helpful to you? Again, info@casashaw.org. And that's going to do it for us this week on this CASA Connection podcast. Again, our website, casashaw.org. You can search us out on Facebook, CASA Shaw. We'd love it if you would give us a like on our Facebook page. And we are also on Instagram as well, @CASA_Shaw. And that's going to do it for us. We will catch you on the next CASA Connection podcast.